Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Do you know what they called Dolly Parton when she visited the jungle?
What did they call her?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
A booby trap.
And James Strebel.
Bushbeard's a bum.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I really feel robbed in the fact that we had a diamond over there on the bench in Sidney Curry that makes the whole team so much better with ball movement and inside presence and his passing ability.
Friday, let's go. We'll get you into the weekend. It is The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Many ways to find the show, to text the show. As always, UPS Job text line 437-9680. We got you to 6 o'clock. And boy, we got a busy show today. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel will be here in short order. Jack Grossman producing today's effort back at the station. And Jackie, boy, it's your boy James Strebel's 40th birthday. How about that?
I know. I'm excited for the big guy.
The big guy is a 4-0. How about that?
I'm sure he lived large last night to celebrate.
I'm sure he went to bed at 8:30, right?
Yeah.
You went to bed at 8:30 last night.
That sounds like an appropriate way to welcome in your 40s, doesn't it?
It really does. Yes, it really, no, it's actually perfect. We had a nice dinner at 5 o'clock, a little 4:45, and you're good to go. So
They stayed up late for the first half of the evening slate.
Indiana Purdue had to go to bed. Yep. About 8:15, had to go to bed. So he'll be here.
Just proud of him making it to halftime.
Well, there you go. Well, he'll be here. Jackie boy, how you feeling today?
I am fantastic.
Jack's jubilation today.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
Well, you know that you're feeling great about yourself.
Yes.
You know what that means.
That means that you're going to spend the entire show trying to piss me off.
Yeah, that means yes. Me and Strebel are going to try to bring you down to where you, when you leave today, you're like, damn, what a bad day. I don't feel good at all. Did Indiana lose last night?
You're not going to be able to do it today. You're not going to be able to do it today.
I know.
Short of the computer failing to let me play the mixtape. Yeah, the computer's the only thing that can ruin this day for me.
Nick spilled, you know, one of his wheat beers or whatever on it. It's dead. There's no doubt about it.
He spilled it on the phone, too, so we can't get our guy Travis Branham.
Perfect. Yeah, yes. Something like that. We do have to talk about the mice we have in the studio. We'll get to that at some point today. We are absolutely loaded. Travis Branham, Travis Branham 24/7. We like him. He's right up the road in Lexington. National college basketball analyst. Does a ton of recruiting as well. He does not think Shannon Sharp.
He's going to be correct, but Shannon Sharp.
Yes, he's going to be able to play. What's the other brother's name? Do you know it? Come on. Shannon Sharp's brother. Come on. Let's go. Come on.
It's before you were alive. He retired before you were alive.
Which makes me sound ancient.
I should still know this, though, because I know.
Sterling Sharp.
That's right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That one bothers me that I didn't know.
You're a historian. Okay, so listen, today, Kentucky-Auburn, what does it mean? We will get to that here in a second. Louisville-Notre Dame, can they string two in a row together? Their diamond, Sidney Curry, as the caller you heard there in the open. We'll dive into that. Do have some thoughts on Russ Diculous as obviously the number two in the rafters, the name in the rafters, the pageantry that will be there at the KFC Yum Center tomorrow afternoon. Reminder, post-game. Because Bellarmine's over on 93.9, right here, post-game, 680, 105.7, all the reaction to Notre Dame and Louisville. Other things, Penny Hardaway loses his mind. We can dive into the Indiana game last night. I watched the, you know, it was on in the background for some of the first half, you know. I locked in as we got closer, and I did think your Hoosiers were going to lose.
Oh, I was so sure they were going to blow it. I cannot count the amount of times that I thought they were going to blow that game or lose that
Not the postgame go. I listened to some of it. Not
it was
all.
Fun. It was good. We had
a good time?
Yeah, we had some callers, a lot of texters.
Indiana fans are recharged. I can't tell you how many texts I got last night that just said Hoosiers, Woodson. I'm like, oh, here you guys. Look at everybody. Now you're out. Now I see you out here texting everybody. So we'll get to that as well. Okay. So at 4 o'clock, we'll talk with Travis Branham about Shaedon Sharpe. Let me throw a bunch of stuff your way here. At the very top, Jack, and I want you to react to any of this that you find interesting, okay? And people get mad when I do this. Am I wrong to still think that Shaedon Sharpe is the lead today for us? What's the lead today for us? Because I've been sitting here and I'm like, we're not previewing Notre Dame basketball, right? Like, I mean, Louisville needs to win. Obviously, they need to win any game they can, whether it's against Duke or it's against Boston College. But nobody, all Boston College did was stop us openly talking about Chris Mack being fired, right? That's all that it did. Not that that will not pick up if they lose against Notre Dame on Saturday. So I don't think the game itself, we've talked probably, we need to talk more about Russ Smith and carve out some more time. And I plan on doing that here this hour and in the 5 o'clock hour. So that is very much out there, but that's something that's been talked about all week. And so for me, the two things on the Kentucky side are a little bit more interesting to lead with. Number one being, and make no mistake about it, it has been 3 years, whatever you think it is. And you know, we go back to the Emmanuel Quickley, Ashton Hagans, Tyrese Maxey team, and we say,
well, the money phone team, as someone.
Yes, the money phone team. Well, they won at Florida, and that's the last time BBN has really had that feeling, you know, because last year was a complete disaster, right? And so that was a conversation that Strebel and I had. I mean, I think it's very clear. Make no mistake about it. If Kentucky wins at Auburn on Saturday, Kentucky basketball is going to be the talk of college basketball. Am I wrong there? What am
no,
I missing?
No, you're absolutely correct.
Okay, because Gonzaga, listen, we know the Zags are very good, but we're not, listen, no one's going to see a Gonzaga game until March.
I actually watched them last night.
Oh, shut the
hell
up.
In San Francisco.
San Francisco. No one's
the
doing
Dons.
That. So Jack will see him. But you know what I'm going to say. I mean, you probably saw Gonzaga 6, 7 times, 8 times, whatever it was, in the non-con, right?
Right.
Then you move to the conference schedule, and quite frankly, if you're staying up like Jack, understandable. His blood was pumping places where it hasn't pumped in a long time.
I don't think that game ended until like 1:30.
Okay, yeah, no one's staying up to 1:30 to see San Francisco and Gonzaga, okay? So no one's going to talk about them. Okay, and Auburn's being talked about. In fact, Basketball Bennies, as much as they dislike Bruce Pearl, and oh, you best believe they don't like Bruce Pearl, people admit right now Auburn's got the best resume. Joey Brackets came out. Multiple bracketologies have them as the overall number one seed.
As they should.
And we agree with that on the show. And if Kentucky goes in there and it's one of these great games that I say everybody, but you know what I mean, that this game at 1 o'clock, now if it was 4 o'clock it might, or 2 o'clock, it might be a little bit better, is a natural lead-in to the NFL stuff. It's a prime time. It's a prime time opportunity for Kentucky basketball to be the talk this weekend and to be the talk of the college basketball week, if you will. And on Monday, they will just absolutely shoot up the polls. And then they'll beat Mississippi State on Wednesday, because I don't think Mississippi State is very good. They flipped to a quad 2 win for U of L. Then I think
they're,
I heard
actually
Dieter
back
today,
to quad 1 because they're 49th again.
Yeah, they flipped back. Dieter talked about that. They flipped back to 49. So we'll see where that goes and Hell, I don't know who they play this weekend, but if you're a Kentucky fan, sure, beat Vanderbilt by three. That's fine. That'll help you out a little bit, so it's for sure a quad one win, but we'll see. You know, I think that's probably quad two material with Mississippi State. You beat them, and it's the showdown with Kansas. Go ahead.
At Rupp Arena, it's definitely going to be a quad two.
Yeah, because it's what, top 75?
Top 25.
Yeah, there's stupid. No way Mississippi State's going to climb unless something happens there.
They host Mighty Mississippi at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Ooh, Ole Misses. Well, that's a big game there.
They actually lost at Ole Miss earlier.
Yeah, but we're saying wolf to that. That's a big game there. Yes. Like, that's wolf. Listen to you. And so that very much is out there. The other thing. And I know people don't like this. I totally get it. They do not like this. Is when I just openly tell you that I don't think I know how I feel about a subject. And that's where I sit with Shaedon Sharpe. Now, John Calipari, who just is so done talking to the media midweek. Okay? Like, I'll give Chris Mack credit. These coaches that will, I mean, Mack is surly with the media at times, and he'll be ready to battle Tim Sullivan. But, I mean, this is the biggest game of the year, and Cal had 3 minutes for the media today. And so you had, I mean, Kyle Tucker got one question before Daryl Byrd, of course, pulled a Jody and, diverted the conversation elsewhere. So I want to get to what Cal said today. In fact, let's do that now. Because I don't know what I think about the entire Shaedon Sharpe conversation, because I believe valid points on both sides. I do think that John Calipari is going to do exactly what he's told in this situation, and that's what makes it funny. Here's Calipari today. Oh, Jack,
is there any sort of...
I got to stop you because guys, ask shorter questions because I got to leave here in about 6 minutes. No, it doesn't change anything. And that's with all due respect, Kyle, but it doesn't. He plans on being here next year. I mean, he's watching whether I play him or not this year. If he's ready to be able to be in games, I'll put him in. But he's a great kid and he's doing well and he's going to make practices even better. He's only been here 2 weeks. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be for kids. It's how I do this.
Nothing matters except the last part of that, Jack. I'm going to be for kids.
Yeah.
He'll
bend the knee if Sharpe decides to go.
Every single person that has, and Kyle Tucker along with Sam Vecenie and the Athletic, they have some good information. Kyle Tucker talked to his mother. Yeah, the plan is still that he's going to be at Kentucky next year. And I don't know. Are people buying any of this? Okay, no. So they're not buying any of it. So I don't need to do the rant then about how what everyone is saying means nothing and I'm for the kids. You know what John Calipari thinks. He will let his program and a use of, I guess, a scholarship to be used so a guy can train for the NBA. You know he will do that. The thing that I have the biggest question mark about is, do I think that Calipari has autonomy with this? In other words, if Cal thinks the kid is ready to go, and I do not know how long you need to get ready to play at this level. Some people are acting like that it's just ridiculous with all of the prep that he needs to get ready for the season. And then I watch college basketball games. Iowa scored 48 points in a game. Right? I mean, come on, Jack. You watch some college basketball. There's a lot of mediocre college basketball. I mean, you think Shaedon Sharpe, how much time do you think he needs to make where he'd make UofL better? You think Mike Woodson wouldn't mind having him right now?
I'm sure, like, you would love to have him right now.
Like, and I'm not trying to be on the other side. Well, the kid's been here 2 weeks, put his ass in the game. I'm not saying that, but some people are acting like it's just ridiculous. He needs so much time to learn John Calipari's system. Right? I mean, Cal's system is so complex. The matter of fact here is, I need to know if John Calipari has power in this situation, because I'm not sure that he does. I'm not sold that he does, right? We have seen Cal, whether it be recruiting or it be players on the team, really have to bite his lip and stick up for players, even like Keldon Johnson, like when the parents come out afterwards and say something. By the way, that's got Keon Brooks' family written all over it. I mean, it really does, whenever he decides to leave. But I'm not sold that I don't know. It might be one of those things where there's a potential this was going to happen. It's worth it if you're Calipari. If he plays, that's fantastic. Maybe the odds changed. I still, and Sam Vecenie and Kyle Tucker wrote about it in The Athletic, that people in the NBA are scratching their head. Hey, why is this something that came out now? Well, that's because there's someone trying to get a message. There is a power struggle somewhere. There is an extra part of this story. I'm not saying it's a bad part of the story. I'm not saying it's Shaedon Sharpe's people versus Kentucky or Calipari or anything like that. I am not, but there is someone trying to play their hand. There is someone playing PR. There is someone doing something. There is a motive here that was something, and this is something that is now being talked about, especially as the kid is here for 2 weeks, and you start to look around and you're like, well, what kind of, you know, what game could he play in? But I smiled when every single quote, the one with his mother, all the quotes that Travis Branham, who we're going to have on at 4 o'clock, had, and even John Calipari, but I'm for the kid. And in the end, it doesn't matter what you think, John Calipari. Right? In the NIL, money's there, and it's going to be there, and it already is there. All of it is there. Cal, I feel like Cal is going to do what he's told here. That's what I feel like. That Cal is going to do. I mean, Jack, think about this. The conversation around this, how hilarious is it that, well, if people are openly talking about, well, if you're in Shaedon Sharpe's camp, you wouldn't get him to play. And thus, I sound like Dan Issel when I laugh and I say, him not playing, better for him. I mean, I am really torn on this because I know it's a gamble on this kind of stuff. Like, I know you bring in kids, you give them a scholarship, the scholarship's worth a lot of money, and sometimes they turn into stars, and they make so much for the university, and other times they don't. Same thing as in the NFL. You bring in a quarterback, hey, he's really good. You bring in a linebacker, hey, he's really good. They're eating up your salary cap, fine, you feel good. If you're the Rams right now, you're in salary cap, hell, hey, that's fine, it doesn't matter. We have a chance to win the Super Bowl. You know who else is in salary cap hell? The New York Giants. Guess what they won? 4 games. You also can be that side. Like, I don't know what I think about some of this stuff. The old side of me is like, really? He's going to come in here and he's not going to play? A lot of Kentucky fans I know think this for sure means he's going to play. That all of this noise and all of this means that there is a better chance if he plays. Can you imagine John Calipari getting to February, right, in a month from now, Jack, when their schedule does cool down? It does cool down. When it cools down a little bit on the back end of their schedule, I don't think too much of Florida. For instance, they always end with Florida. I don't think too much of them.
Nor does anyone.
Yeah, when their schedule cools down a little bit, John Calipari having to still be asked questions. This would be like 6 weeks in a row about Shaedon Sharpe. It would be hilarious. I'm very conflicted. Everyone is hedging.
Do you think he's gonna play?
Everyone's treating this kid with kid gloves. Is that what they say? I had written down padded gloves. Are there padded
kid
gloves?
Gloves?
I don't know.
Kid
gloves is the phrase. Everyone's towing the company line with this, right? Like, I don't know if it's just a big ploy that he's going to play? He's going to play tomorrow? Right? Like, I'm like, is this just a ploy where this got exposed and Kentucky's probably ultimately pissed off because they're like, yo, we wanted to keep this quiet? Like there's parts of this story that are missing that seem frustrating to me, right, Jack? This is what I'm going to try to drill to the bottom of with Travis Branham, that what is going on here? Why the timing? I mean, is this the kind of guy who wants to just be at Kentucky for a few months? So, right. I mean, just for a few months, like, he doesn't need Kentucky to get NIL deals. He was putting NIL deals on Instagram before he, I mean, weeks before he ever got to Lexington, right? I'm confused about the whole thing. There's just something that does not make sense. And it's always capped with him not playing is better for him, and that I always find to be funny. By the way, Jack, I had the TV on. Did not know Jose Alvarado's a Pelican. Did you know that?
No, I did not know this also.
You know, the Georgia Tech player.
Yeah, the Georgia Tech point guard.
Huh. Yeah.
Good for him.
He balled out in the Garden last night. They beat the Knicks. I had no idea.
Of course they beat the
that
Knicks.
That was the case. let's take a break. 437-9680. On the other end, Russ Smith, the number going into the rafters. Have some thoughts on that. Obviously, we'll continue with the Shaden Sharp nonsense. We'll get Jack's thoughts on last night. The birthday boy just arrived, so we'll get his thoughts on everything. Quick break, and we'll continue on this Friday on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Did you know today was the princess's birthday?
Oh, Ellen Calipari's birthday. I saw the portrait.
Now, would you like to do a little...
I could sing to her.
You like to
sing to Ellen.
Well, hang on. You want to sing to Ellen Calipari?
I would love to sing to Ellen Calipari.
You would love to sing
to... I would love to sing to the Empress.
And James Strebel.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Princess Ellen Calipari. There's squealing in my ear. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
There we go.
How about that?
I hope Cal hears that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, the big guy's here. Cerebral's here, the birthday boy.
Hello.
He's 40.
Yeah, 40.
You're a man, finally.
4 decades.
How about that?
Surprising. Feels good. I mean, I felt like yesterday. I feel the same as I did yesterday. It's great, Jack. Thank you.
You guys doing anything tonight?
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, I might go out to dinner or something. My wife asked me what she wanted to do, and I was like, just hang out with the family.
So you didn't have an answer for that? What do you want to do? It's just the same thing?
Just
be at home the exact same thing you do every other night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be away from the kids for, you know, a week, so I don't want to spend time with them.
What day? You guys leave Sunday, right?
Sunday morning at 4:50 a.m.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, so Strebel's here.
Yes.
437-9680. He will be on the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show after Auburn beats Kentucky. We'll have the postgame show. I'm kidding. 3 o'clock right here on ESPN 680 105.7. It's Russ Smith Day as Louisville basketball hosts Notre Dame on Saturday. And we'll get you set for that Miller Lite postgame at about, 6 o'clock or so. Patty Ice and Ethan Moore right here on ESPN 680. 105.7, all the NFL action. Tons coming up this weekend. You know, I was going to say quickly, we'll get into some nonsense here. I said yesterday in our interview with Rick Bozich that, and I think probably a lot of people are feeling this right now. I would imagine Louisville fans are feeling this right now, and that is this. You know, when we started, when I was on Jason's show, and even when I was on Jason and Bob's show, you know, we started out here. I covered some Kentucky games, obviously, but we were covering, you know, I was at every single UofL game.
Oh, I'm sure.
Home game, obviously. Not everyone, but many, you know, many of them as the season went. And, you know, that's when Rick Pitino had open locker rooms, and Russ Smith is being honored tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot has been said this week about him. I know, you know, obviously he had a press conference today. He's done media, you know, all over the place getting ready for this weekend. And I have always been wowed, stunned, surprised. I don't know the word on people that have the personality that he has.
Yeah.
He is a personality that seems to be always positive, and there's not many of those people, and you sure as hell know I'm not one of those people. And so, you know, there's that, and then following so many of his games, the tournament runs, being there in Atlanta when they won the national title in 2013, being there the year before in New Orleans. Like, I have a picture somewhere, me and Anderson and some, I think either the Westwood One guys or the Kansas City guys, yeah, or maybe both were there, and we walked by, and it was Russ Smith. It was Angel Nunez.
Oh, Angel,
remember
Nunez.
Angel Nunez?
I do remember
and
him.
And, like, there's somewhere a picture of Jason Sober, me blasted, and those four guys. And it's just, it's one of those things where when you're in those times, you really do take that for granted. You really do it for granted. Like, around here, you know, from 2009-10-ish through 2016-ish, right?
Yeah.
Maybe even 17-ish before the bleep hit the fan for UofL. I mean, there's 7-ish seasons in there where, sorry, Jack. And no, Indiana had time.
Well,
I shouldn't say that. I
mean, they were in there.
Indiana was a one seed. Indiana had really good teams.
They went to three Sweet 16s from 2016. Yeah,
about that?
How about, we'll get to that. Well, I mean, the biggest game they ever won was last night ever.
In history.
Ever.
Yeah.
It's the best game ever.
Yeah, ever.
You know, you can take it a step farther with just looking
January
at Louisville, though.
Game.
I mean, 2005 to 2015, Louisville went to 7 second weekends. In
ever
the NCAA tournament.
Ever.
Yes.
I mean, that's
yes.
what they said. Ever.
That's what
they
yes. said. Yeah.
Yeah. Ever. Anyway, do we have the call? Any of the calls? Did you find any of the sound of Don Fisher?
I saw it on Twitter. I can pull it.
That up, because he always sounds like he is, like, calling a game. Havlicek stole the ball. Back in then.
Like old school, like
it's
Boston,
like,
Celtics.
It was like Issel's rookie year.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand what you Havlicek stole the ball.
Yeah.
That's what Dan Fisher sounds
yes.
like. I don't know why all of his sound bites always sound really old.
Like the old Boston guard.
Let me know if you find those. But with Russ Smith, it's like, I took all of that for granted. I really did. I'm not lying. I took all of it. Now, you know, with what's happened at UofL, with some lesser teams, and then what happened at UofL, yeah, and where we are now, looking back at it, I'm not going to do this. You know, we're not going to talk this in sad terms, but I'm like,
right, like
every year there was a chance, or you at least felt like you could get into the tournament and win something. And I mean all the teams,
yeah,
for the most part.
Calipari, Pitino, Crane.
Around
yeah.
here. And I never know when that's going to be back. I mean, Calipari, Indiana has dealt with this now for many years through multiple coaches. And Louisville has dealt with it.
Yeah.
That Chris Mack's a fine coach, but this place has ate him alive.
Yeah.
And he's
worn out.
He's a good coach.
Yeah.
Okay. Kentucky, Cal was the dominant one. And now you haven't made a Final Four in 5 years. 5 years? And this is a good team.
Yeah.
This is a good team this year. It's tough to get to the Final Four.
It is.
Are they that? We're going to find out.
Yeah.
And Saturday's a part of that. And it's just one of those things where I think what frustrates Louisville fans is, yes, it's that you're not there, but did you live in the moment while this area was the absolute hotbed of college basketball.
And Galloway is going to inbound it here. Indiana can't turn it over. 19.3 seconds.
That's not
to
bad.
Go.
He doesn't sound no. like Hamilton stole the ball.
Galloway finds Rob Fennessy, who fires the three in. Ah! He hit it! Fennessy!
There it is. The Fennessy Fling.
The Fennessy Fling.
I love it.
Hey, good one. Did you come up with that?
The Fennessy Fling. Streeple, that's great. The Fennessy Fling. Do you want to do this now?
I mean, yeah,
well,
let's do it.
Well, here's what we need to do. Okay, so there's my Russ Smith. Those teams, those personalities, those players.
Yeah.
Louisville had special ones. And Indiana had those few years as well that you had special ones. And Kentucky had special ones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I miss those times.
Really? Yeah. I miss
those times where, you know, Kentucky's been up. They haven't been what they were. Indiana's a mess. And I'm trying to be convinced that Mike Boynton can be the next head coach at U of L.
I mean,
do you understand? Yeah. That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
All right, I made it negative. So what do we want to do? We have Strebel's birthday here.
Yeah.
We have Kentucky Auburn. You can be the talk of the town.
Yeah, they could be, like you were saying earlier, they could be the story in college basketball Saturday.
We have complicit Cal, or yes. Cal having to bend the knee.
Yes, because I'm okay. With you. I don't know how much control he has over this.
We have all the Shaedon Sharpe stuff.
Yeah.
And then at some point today, I mean, you have to do your ugly thing here.
Yeah.
And me and you have to be mean and ugly to Jack.
Yes.
And I don't know, do people want that now?
I got a nice text from Treble last night.
I don't like that. By the way, 437-9680. Let me open the text line. I don't like any of that. Why are you texting him?
When he was doing the post game show.
This is my biggest problem. Can I get this off my chest?
Yeah.
Sure.
Are you ready for this? And I understand that Indiana's lost 900 times in a row to Purdue.
Yeah.
And the guy you've lost to has slicked back hair. He goes to the same barber as Steve Alford. Put that up at ESPN 680. Does Matt Painter go to the same barber as Steve Alford at ESPN 680?
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes.
And it was a great atmosphere. I like all the great college basketball atmosphere.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Purdue will never go back to Indiana after the storming of it. They're going to cancel the series. They're going to leave the Big Ten.
Yeah, go to the Big 12.
And go to the Big 12, yes, yeah. With Dana Holgorsen.
Yeah.
The only thing that kills me is since Indiana is so bad.
Yeah.
Like, am I the mean guy? Like, act like you're Indiana. You've been there before, but it's like, but you haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah.
But I find myself being the fun police, and I find myself, every time they win one of these games, it's historic moment.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's just this.
The greatest.
It's like the moon landing.
Yeah.
It's like Rummage drooling over a two-star recruit from Georgia. I swear to you, it's killing me. I mean, last night, Hoosiers. That's like Hoosiers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get it. I'm trying to let you have your fun. Damn it, I'm falling into it.
Yeah.
And then I know Jack's going to be so sensitive. I'm fun police on this. And I usually love anarchy.
See, at least you admit that you hate fun.
No. I usually love anarchy.
Yeah.
And I love ridiculousness. And I was good with the Kentucky storming of the court last night. But I want to give the take. And how has no one done this around the office today? Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe Blank's the only one that would do this. I don't know. And I mean that.
Yeah.
I'm fun police. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
A bro dude lifting Rob Fennessy in the air.
No, it was TJD that did it.
No, but that's the end. He's a bum.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, Jack, you lost that. You gave him the kiss of death. you kissed him right on the lips like Tom Green kissed his son.
He hasn't been
right
good off, since.
You gave him a kiss right in the arm of the puss. I mean,
yeah, that's 25-12 the previous four games last night.
Well, yeah. They lost some of those games,
by
too.
Rob Fennessy, and I'm like,
they're better without him.
Well, no, they're better without TJD.
Yeah, they're better without him.
And I know Jack doesn't care.
No.
But Indiana fans,
They're crying.
I can't have it both ways, but I'm trying to. We can't say they're bums and they've done nothing, and then when they win and they celebrate because they might not be a bum, we knock them over the head for celebrating for not being a bum. But I don't know why there's something. I recoiled when they stormed the court. I did.
Most people did.
I nearly vomited, and I don't know. I had that, they call bile in your throat.
Bile rising.
Bile was rising in my throat, and there's no reason that I need to care. There's no reason. I said, Andy, let them have their night.
Let them have fun.
Let them have their fun. Yes. And I could not do it. And I can't do it today. And I know BBN's just ready to go.
They were going last night.
They're mean and nasty.
The amount of people that added me on Twitter and just said popcorn box.
Well, I mean, they're going to. They're going to.
That's why you get made fun of, because you overreacted so bad to the Watford shot.
It's the greatest ever. One of the greatest nights of my life. Ho, ho, Hoosiers. It's not the greatest night.
Hoosiers.
Ho, ho, Hoosiers. Like, no, it's not. It's not the greatest night of your life.
It's January.
You beat Matt Painter on a Wednesday.
Yes.
Or a Thursday, whatever day it is.
Middle of the week.
My God. It's historic. What a historic moment.
Beating number four is historic.
Bloomington. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, they had the band out on the court. They had – and that's what bothers me is, again, if they would have just cheered and been like, win.
Give Grossman some of this medicine.
That's what I'm saying. Big win
it's
for
sad
the Hoosiers.
What's happened.
Big win for the Hoosiers, Mike Woodson era, signature win to start the tenure. All that's nice. It's all good. But if you could imagine Duke or Kentucky or Kansas hoisting a player up on their shoulders like they're Rudy. It's just like this is – it's like, no! He's supposed to be like a good basketball player. We had to treat him like a child.
Rob Vitasi is part of the problem, not the solution.
No.
Damn it. It needs to be said.
Yes,
Rob
Vitasi
is part of the problem, except for last night. And I can't let Jack, I don't know why we can't pat Jack on the back.
I'll pat him on the back and say,
I'm not
nice.
No, you're not patting him on the back. You're patting him on the head.
Yeah.
There's a difference with what you're doing.
Yeah,
okay?
There's a difference, but
you understand? And I don't know why. There's something inside me. We can save that for the mixtape. It's a douchebag move. I want to be clear. It is a complete douchey move right now.
I'm not being nice.
It's
I
what's
know.
In my soul that it made me sad that everything is the greatest ever. Hoosiers! 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 I mean, Mike Woodson.
They're crying.
I mean, Mike Woodson. Yes, he was
crying.
Mike Woodson's been there 3 minutes.
Yeah.
He's been there 3 minutes. He's not like Seth Greenberg, who's been at Virginia Tech missing the tournament every year by one game.
Right.
Crying on the sideline after beating Duke with Dick Vitale. It's not. He's been there for 3 minutes. We're weeping on the sideline.
Yeah. I think that's the problem is – It just
you don't have anything right. You don't care.
No, I do. I do care.
You showed a movie today, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No,
you did a worksheet. You did something.
No,
I can tell.
We didn't.
How was the test?
Your brain's
we
in the Caribbean.
No,
you're
had,
in the Caribbean.
No,
is it the Caribbean you're going to?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Part of it.
Yeah, it's Caribbean Tribal.
Yes, but no. What I'm saying is what's made it so cringeworthy, on top of everything else. Was that, do we have to do this every time?
Every time
like
they win a big game?
They go through another drought. Like, I expect them to lose some crap bump
game.
Make
the NIT.
Yeah, or make the NIT, and the next year, Ohio State comes in there, or you know, Purdue comes in there again, and they beat them, and we got to go through this again.
Yeah,
and again.
I'm
it's like, when do we
this.
Stop? When do we stop storming the court? Like, other teams that stink, like, beat teams that are like Florida State.
Embarrass themselves.
Yeah, they burst themselves. They've been
great at home. They're great at home. Well, they won the ACC.
Not only great at home, but we're not too many years removed. The COVID year, they were like the number one overall seed.
Well, yeah.
Like, they're badass. And you keep having these damn teams. It's like, where's your standards? Where is your – Kentucky suffered through Billy Gillespie. They ain't storming the court. Now,
two years is different than 2 decades.
They're too old. The people are too old there.
Okay,
it's mostly the students, it needs to be said.
Well,
no, it's all the students.
The Because yes. Bloomington and Lexington got a lot of mom pa's.
Oh, yeah, a lot of mom pa's.
There's
yeah,
a lot of Earl and Helen.
It's not mom pa. It's not John and Amy rushing the court.
Let's say, all right, I'll give you this scenario, and I'll tell you what my answer is, all right?
A lot of white people in the Assembly Hall last night.
The year
a lot of people in Rupp on Saturday also. What's your point?
Well, they're not at Rupp. They're going to be in Auburn.
Well, no. I mean, I meant last Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. There will also be a lot of white people in Auburn on Saturday.
When Louisville spit the bit against Duke and Zion Williamson that year, if they would have won that game.
Spit the bit.
If they would have won that game, I will give Louisville fans credit for this. They were in a similar situation as Indiana. They just fired their coach.
Right.
David Padgett was there.
Right.
It was a disaster. It stunk. If Louisville would have beaten Duke at the Yum Center, they would not have stormed the court. They would have been business as usual. We won a big game in the ACC against Duke. Louisville fans, I'm backing you on this. You would not have stormed the court. Indiana fans, embarrassing.
This is what Woodson has been working for. I'm like, he hasn't even put it in recruiting.
You see, the Louisville fans poo-pooing over the storming the court bothers me more than Kentucky fans, actually.
But Louisville fans would
not.
Louisville acts all high and mighty, and they haven't been in the tournament. Louisville hasn't won a tournament game since 2017, guys. I mean, let's not pretend that Louisville's so above Indiana right now. I mean, Indiana's a much better basketball team than Louisville right now. I mean, that's not even a discussion. So, I mean, like, the thought process of Louisville's like, oh, we don't do that. We're above that. I mean, that was more annoying than the Kentucky fans. Like, you expect that from the Kentucky fans. Like you expect them to be, you know.
Sure.
No, Twitter.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
If Mac would have won that game, would they have stormed the court on Duke?
Well, no.
Jack?
No, I don't think so. But
okay, well. Yeah.
I also think, though, it's two different scenarios in terms of just the atmosphere and the type of crowds that are at the game. Yeah. Well, it's Louisville.
Louisville,
you know,
doesn't have a student section.
No, they don't.
Indiana has one of the best in the country.
And you look at the people that stormed the court, it's the students. It's the fact that they have all those damn students at the game, and they're the ones storming the court.
You stormed when?
Yes.
You stormed the court when?
I did. It was Michigan State the Romeo year, my junior year.
See, they
Strieble.
The Romeo year.
Here's my story.
You stormed the court all the time.
Strieble.
It's not special.
No, Indiana, you guys are habitual
court
stormers.
That's fine. Strieble, here's my story behind that.
Okay, I want to hear
it. You'll appreciate this, actually, a little bit. So It was again the Romeo year. It was at the very end of the season. They're up a bucket, and it's Michigan State ball of about 20 seconds left. And my friends that I went to the game with are all like, "We're going to storm the court. We're going to storm the court." And I was that guy, Strieble. I was the no fun dude. That's like, you're Indiana basketball.
Good for
you. Yeah, Indiana literally beat Michigan State 3 weeks before in East Lansing, and I'm like we're supposed to be above this, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what happened? They missed the shot. And yes, I'm not going to be the only idiot that doesn't storm the court. And you know what, Strieble? You know what I did? I stormed the court, and it was an absolute bleeping blast. And all the logic, all the no fun police, all that stuff went out the window the moment I had the chance to storm the court. Know what? I don't regret it. And for me, that actually storming the court changed my opinion on it. It was fun. It was a blast.
I understand
and that's
that.
What happened last night.
Yes, yeah. I understand that. It caught up in the moment. But just the other side of it, do you realize what people are saying? And
yeah,
what they
and
think
I
about
don't
it?
Care.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I totally get it. But it's just like, there's got to be a moment where you don't storm it anymore. Like when's that moment? What does Woody have
when
to do?
When Indiana's an actual national threat.
Oh, Lord.
A national threat?
You'll storm the court next year, 100%.
Yeah.
I bet on it. It's easy because you'll stink. Because you won't be any good in number three Wisconsin will come in, number five Michigan State, whatever it may be, will come in. You'll beat them 73-72.
But if the standard is national threat,
you'll
lift
Michael Durr on your shoulders, and that's
Trey Galloway on shoulders.
Everything's right in the world
with
Trey Galloway.
Yes.
When Indiana has a Trey Galloway,
I love it.
Everything, yes. I feel like everything is right.
The ESPN photo with Trey Galloway last night.
Let me read some text here. I know you got a lot. We'll space it out, guys, okay?
Yes.
Texas says, I'm just going to read these. Get real, Jack. IU lives in the past, but storms the court after beating Purdue. Texas says Kentucky fans would have stormed the court if they had beaten Evansville in 2019.
No.
Texas says that was some of the better radio Jack has done since he joined the show. Texas says, I told this to Jack last night, Louisville is now the third child.
Maybe fourth, Murray State.
Who's technically the third child?
For what?
In the Strebel household, who was which twin was born
no
first?
Third child.
Well, no, oh, which twin oh, was born oh, first?
Gotcha. Okay, so Wyatt and then Ellie.
So Ellie's last.
So she's the youngest.
So she's yeah.
She's not last.
Yeah.
She's the youngest.
I will say this: Strebel and I had the conversation during one of the breaks yesterday of where I go, Indiana just kind of, you know, they do the thing where they kind of pat Purdue on the head and kind of don't take them seriously. That all goes out the window after you storm the court against them. Like, Indiana yeah. has now recognized Purdue as an equal.
You bet the no, think, no, not an yeah. equal. You don't storm the court on equals. You storm the court on superiors.
And they respect Purdue. Indiana now actually respects Purdue. Yes, they bet the knee to
They're
Purdue.
They're the better yeah. program. That's what happened.
They have
you
been the better
the court,
program, yes.
You're acknowledging that who you just beat is better than you, and not just better than
give
you.
Give me Pigs.
Like,
give me Pigs.
Heads and shoulders better than you.
Texas says if Louisville would have beat number one Virginia on senior night of the pageant year, then the court would have been stormed. I disagree.
I disagree.
Texas says, let's see here.
Louisville will never storm the court.
Texas says Strebel is right. There's no reason to rush.
There was that pattering of students that stormed the court in the last game of Freedom Hall.
That was a little different. I'm not.
I mean, were there people that rushed onto the court? Yes or no?
Like a few, but it's because of the last game at Freedom Hall. It's like a historic building.
So Louisville can play a historic.
But it wasn't
moment,
like a big
like
storm.
The Watt shot can't.
No, it wasn't that.
I'm good with the Watt shot.
It wasn't.
I told you the court storming for the Watt shot. I'm fine with.
It's all lame. It's all lame.
No, I give them credit for that, and I love that they stepped on Teague. I love that.
I also love when Teague whooped their ass in the Sweet 16 okay. and sent them packing.
That's fine.
How about storm that?
He got stepped on.
Storm one of
he
those.
He got stepped on.
Yeah.
Texas says
he stepped on them. He took his foot and broke it off and kicked him out of the tournament. That's even better.
Texas says beat a top five team pig rig.
Texas okay, says they will have a chance. You can't beat a top 50 net team. Shut up.
Texas says one shot missed and Finney sucks. Woodson's a bust. Texas says Indiana has gone downhill since Mike Davis. Texas says don't let them steal your joy, Jack.
No, they're not.
I don't think we do anything to steal him. He's so happy.
No.
Texas says Indiana has lost $20 scratch off hanging out in the garage can in the garage. Covered in dip spit. Texas says 9 straight losses to Purdue is more embarrassing than court rushings.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Texas says, go Hoosiers.
Hoosiers?
I mean, there's a lot of who's Kentucky beat. Texter, Hoosiers beat Purdue. Kentucky about to get smacked around by Auburn. Bow down, pig rig.
No, again, that's a Louisville fan. That's not an Indiana fan. Get out of the conversation. You're the last place team. No one cares. You can't beat anybody. You beat Boston College the other night, and we're back. We're back. This team might have something now. Louisville fans, get out of the conversation. I gave you your props. I said you wouldn't storm the court on anybody. I patted you on the head. Now go away. Nobody cares about you. You're sub 100 in the net. Shut your pie hole, dorks. They're dorks. They can't help it. Shut up, big rig. Your team sucks. It's like, you don't matter. You don't matter. Like, my team matters.
I don't think there's many doing that. I think
there's like three you just
read. There's a couple on the text line.
Well, I got to give it to them. I'm sorry. I got to give it to them.
Texas says, so is Purdue going to replace UK on the popcorn box?
Yeah.
Texas says, Andy, when you get sentimental, does Jack bring you a tissue? Texas says, BBN wants Bruce Pearl. He's a hardcore Republican.
I don't think
Texas says,
true.
Ence was super mad that Jack didn't ask him to be on the IU post game last night.
I don't think that's true either. Did he text you, Jack?
No, he did not.
Texas says, happy 40th to Rig and a happy 60th to his liver.
Thank you. From my liver and myself.
Texter says today's lead should be Mitchell Hannigan was right. Walls can't win the big one.
Oh, Mitch, he's right. I mean, they had what, like a big lead?
I don't know if it's been talked about.
They haven't talked about it?
Oh, I don't know if it's been talked about today.
They would have won. They would have talked about
it. I didn't hear all of Mabin and Rummage. Did they talk about
it,
Jack?
They did bring it up. On Rummage and Nick talked about it some.
And they win that big one.
Yeah, some. A decent amount while I was driving downtown to get the beer nose.
Dan McDonald and Jeff Walls are the same guy. Same coach.
Texas says to Coach Cal in a press conference, are we right?
But Cal, what's Cal doing running away? It bothers me. I have to leave in 6 minutes. Don't ask questions so long.
Yeah,
I have to leave.
Cal's in a bad mood. Cal was in a bad mood today.
That was not his.
Cal was in a bad mood today. Did they get exposed? They got exposed,
you know what,
by
that,
this.
Exactly.
Jaboni exposed them. I loved
who,
it.
I want to know who did.
I love it.
It had to be Sharp's camp.
I love it.
Cal didn't know that bomb was going to be dropped. He got caught blindsided.
I don't know, man. I don't know what the bleep's going on with that. I really don't know. I don't.
I don't think that leak came from the Kentucky program.
I'd love to know the truth.
Yeah.
It's one of those not many people. Well, I mean, he'll know some but
of it,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, what really happened.
Yeah. No, he won't know that. But
it's a story we'll never get.
I want to know who all knew the real NBA story. And apparently, and I'd like to hear his answer on this, even if he declares for the draft, I think there has to be like a waiver that has to be granted by the NBA. And there's no reason the NBA would grant it.
Yeah, I mean, so did you read the Athletic article?
Yes, a little bit of it. Yeah, I didn't read the whole thing.
Well, that's because you're not paying for the Athletic anymore.
No, I still am.
Well, how did you read just some of it?
I didn't have time today. It gave you a couple paragraphs.
Jack,
really?
It gave him a couple paragraphs, and then it said, we need your login information, and he no longer pays. And so he just had to sit there with the two or three paragraphs.
I really do.
Yeah, okay, so the NBA started in October.
Yes.
So you had to be graduated by then. Well, if he was graduating in December or whatever, it would be, well, he's not going to be eligible. That was the thought process. He finished all of his schoolwork prior to the beginning of the NBA season.
Gotcha.
But he didn't, quote, walk or graduate until everybody else in December.
Okay.
Now, I'd love the this is the thing that has changed the most in sports since I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I graduated in 2002. So from 98 to 2002.
Yeah.
I was at Jeff I, even though they don't recognize me. They recognize Tony Vannetti.
They spit on you.
Who spits on public schools usually.
They lift him up like Phinisee.
They lift him up like Phinisee, and I'm TJD.
Right.
Okay. You
stuck on the ground.
I'm stuck on the ground, and he's Phinisee.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. So he's the favorite son.
What are we talking about? I can't even remember.
What's changed in high school? With these players. He graduated early.
They just finished their coursework. So he'll give his coursework. I was done with it by then to the NBA. The NBA will see that was done before our opening night. The NBA will also see that your birthday, obviously.
19 years old.
And you're 1 year separated by, it's not 1 year 365, it's 1 year of an NBA season.
Gotcha.
So your age is fine, your grades are fine, and, you were out this season. The NBA is going to grant that to him.
They are, yeah.
The NBA is going to grant that to him, and so where that goes, I don't know. And what's killing me about this story is, I think it's a juicy story, but we don't know. We don't know the specifics.
We don't know the details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is something here because
something's going on.
The kid being here this season and not playing and then, never playing for Kentucky, that's not part of the deal.
Yeah.
And Cal is going to have to bite his lip while he says players first.
Yeah.
He's going to have to bite his lip. Or his tongue, or whatever it may be, he's going to have to shut his trap when he talks players first.
And smile,
absolutely smile if that were to happen. Quick break. Travis Branham joins us next.